jump over to the livestock side, and I'm proud to say you were right. You've been talking about this for months, and it finally comes true, a little bit of history making for the cattle market.
How kind of you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's nice of you. I thought that last week, when it felt like here we were finally poised to take this cattle market into new highs, and then to have the fire at Dodge City, certainly gave me a little worry. There's no question about it. That's a place that kills 6,000 cattle. If that had a deal where it had been dark for a couple, 3 months, that'd have changed things a lot. But thankfully, anyway, it looks like we're back to relatively business as normal there. And to see the packer tip his hand there Friday and basically almost every major and minor packer scrambling to get some inventory around them, I think finally the reflection of extremely tight supplies moving forward and not having near the amount of captive supply that the market had seen here for such a long time. Clearly these packers have got some meat sold out front of them here that they're willing to press. So I just don't know of an area, whether it's in my backyard in Iowa or northeast Nebraska or Kansas or Texas, I don't think any of those areas have any abundance of cattle here for a while, so we're going to take the market to a level, I think, that finally demand will decide what it is, but I don't think that we're there yet.
It's going to sound like the next couple of weeks, then, could be pretty interesting.
Should be fun for a cattle guy here, I think, finally. Now, I do want to someplace get involved here, particularly on this calf crop, for the summer months. I certainly want to be, paying attention to some hedge opportunities that are going to come here. But you're right, the supply for the first quarter here looks to be extremely favorable for the cattle guy for a change.
What about the hogs and pigs report that came out on Friday?
I don't know what's wrong with this thing here. The hog report was friendly. No denying it, no questioning it. To me, if you'd asked me before the report what I thought of kept for breeding, I'd have said, 103, and the guess was 101. As far off as I was, and the rest of the trade coming in with kept for breeding at 99, I'm surprised it isn't giving us a little more reaction. I guess I'm going to blame the lack of volume or lack of interest here, but part of the problem there with the hogs, too, of course, is that the front end of the market still carries a big premium to the cash. I do think that that's going to quickly narrow, and I frankly think it's going to be because the cash rallies to meet futures. So, between PED and affirming cash market, I think the hog thing is all right as well.